Hello and welcome to another episode of A Pint with Friends. My name is Scott Smith.
And I'm Shannon Smith.
And tonight we have two special beers from Main Street Brewing. The first one, Schmodcast. Mm-hmm. Have a week. And the second one,
James Silent Bob.
Beers, beers, beers.
Beers, beers, beers.
Let's get into it. Smoochie Boochies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nailed it. Totally nailed it. We did it. We did it. I'll stop that. Smith, in collaboration with, there's a local connection here to Vancouver.
Yes.
Main Street Brewing is a brewery here in Vancouver. One of Kevin's partners, Scott Mosier, is from Vancouver. And Kevin Smith went to Vancouver Film School. He started his career in Vancouver.
You went to Vancouver Film School.
I went to Vancouver Film School. My last name is Smith.
I know.
There's a Smith. There's a Scott. There's a Scott Smith.
We actually met Kevin Smith.
We met Kevin Smith.
He went on our Christmas card.
Our Smithmas card.
Our Smithmas card.
Yes.
Yes.
And we like beers, beers, beers.
Yes.
So this has been in the making, and also movie.
I want to say hoochie smoochie.
Smoochie boochies.
But it's smoochie boochie.
I think he should come up with a kombucha called smoochie boochie.
Oh, boochie. Maybe.
He should.
It wouldn't be as fun though.
No, that's not true.
They want to drink.
He must have his own cannabis line coming up too, I would imagine.
Really?
How could he not?
Well, I don't think Kevin Smith is drinking anymore.
But he likes money.
He does.
He likes to market.
He's very much like Gene Simmons in Kiss,
yes.
Where they want to market everything. Yeah.
So one of the other funny things right now in Vancouver, there is a movies pop-up shop.
Mm-hmm.
There's two. There's one in Vancouver and there's one in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one in Orlando is where Kevin's mom lives.
Mm-hmm.
And Vancouver, we've already established that Kevin has a history here.
A commonality between us and Kevin Smith.
Florida.
Florida, me.
Exactly.
Vancouver, you.
Yeah.
It's destined.
We should
meet again.
So let's get into the first beer. And do you want to talk about the moment of when we met Kevin at the Fan Expo in Vancouver?
Well, we were dressed up, right? I was dressed up as Chewbacca.
That's right.
Yes, and he liked that a lot. I think I can't remember what he said though.
He was dressed up as Kevin Smith in a jersey.
Yeah, and you were dressed up as Han Solo, and he liked our costumes. He thought they were awesome. He's like, guys, it's awesome, and then. And then I said it was really nice meeting you, and he was very genuine. So yeah, it was pretty. I told him he was going in our Smithmas card, so he was very excited.
It was great because that's the first time I've directed two people in my life, and the first one was Kevin Smith when he said, "What do you want me to do?" And my reply was, "I don't know."
I always panic direction. When I meet anyone.
Yeah. Yeah,
I even panicked when we met Carrie Fisher. I was like, Scott, you can stand next to her because I don't know what to do. And then I got to the room and I was like, no, I'm standing next to her. I have to be next to Carrie Smith. Carrie Fisher. So you got to stand next to Gary Fisher and I got to stand next to Carrie. And Carrie grabbed my hand and squeezed it really tight and said, it's okay, you'll be fine. So she made me feel good and more comfortable being around someone. So
iconic.
Iconic.
She's
and
iconic.
So, yeah, so it was amazing. And you got to stand next to Gary Smith.
Her dog.
Gary Smith. Why did I say Gary Smith? Gary Smith is Images of Vogue.
Gary Fisher.
Gary Fisher.
Yeah. Carrie and Gary Fisher.
Smith is in my head.
Smith is in your... It's a Smith-ish tradition.
Yeah.
Words are hard.
Yeah, exactly.
And you've also always thought Kevin Smith has beautiful skin.
Oh my gosh. What is his skin care like? Every time I see him, he's got such smooth skin. What's going on? Smooth skin.
Yeah.
What is it? What is it? What is he doing?
Well, maybe he's rubbing this on himself. This is a lager called Beers, Beers, Beers.
Beers, Beers, Beers.
Named after the infamous Jay's rap scene in...
it's the color
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
The movie.
Yeah. So there's a lager.
Well.
It's a lager. Mm-hmm. I will read about it.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate the dynamic cinematic duo, Jay and Silent Bob and Jason Mewes.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly crisp and clean... Ugh.
Sounds like he said Krispy Kreme.
Perfectly crisp, clean, and easy drinking lager for all occasions.
Mm.
Much like a Sunday night podcast.
I'm trying to figure out what that smell is.
Hopefully not a dirty glass.
Not a dirty glass. Not this time. It's like a citrus kind of smell or something.
So perfect for all occasions or hanging out, you know, in front of the Quick Stop.
Ah. beers. Yep. Got nails.
Anything else exciting on the can? Yeah, I think it was a 4.5 ABV, 4.5%.
There's a monkey on the can wearing a Moby's t-shirt.
Yeah.
A Moby's t-shirt.
Moby's.
Yeah, and did you say anything about the pop-up that was here? That we actually looked into the pricing of it. It was $22 just to place it to go order.
Yeah.
Then the price of all the food. So if we got something, it probably would end up being like $60, $70 by the time we were done.
It was originally sold out, and then it got extended, so you actually can still go. It might have ended this week. I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a fully themed-ish restaurant, like movies from the movie.
Yeah.
And you could get all the different foods and milkshakes and
standard foods, like tater tots, like hater tots.
Hater tots, yeah.
Stuff, everything I can't have. Like, I know there's vegetarian stuff there. I think they have a veggie burger.
They do. Yeah.
So I would have had to take the thing off the bun or cut it down to, like, a thin, thin layer.
And I think that's also
so kind of it's not worth it for me because I won't be able to eat half of the food.
Right. Yeah.
So, or actually more than half, any of it.
So instead what we did was drove immediately to Main Street Brewing and bought their beer.
Yeah, and bought some tater tots and called those hater tots.
So we screwed over Kevin Smith and gave it to his partner. Salud.
Well, we still bought the beer.
It's true.
Yes.
I should point out that Scott Moger is a partner, co-owner of Main Street Brewing. So that's cool.
That's cool.
I feel like in our time, we should meet all of them. I feel like it's going to happen.
It might. So this is a, what did you say this was, a lager?
This is a lager.
It definitely tastes like a lager for sure.
It's
got a slight little hoppiness to it at the end. It definitely, I think they were going for like a real convenience store kind of beer in a way. Like, I don't think they wanted to go too fancy with this.
I think this probably, like, it's that.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's totally fine. It's clean and crisp, exactly as advertised. I think it tastes fine. I mean, it is a lager. It's not going for all of these outlandish flavors.
Yeah.
It's just solid, good beer.
It's probably not, goes it's not well with what, the burger. Jay and Silent Bob would have drank. This is what they would have drank.
Yes, that's probably
true. It kind
true.
Of reminds me of like drinking... Not that it tastes like an 8-ball, but kind of drinking an 8-ball.
Wow.
Well, how, like, super easy it is to drink. Mm-hmm. And is the alcohol percentage really high, or is it just...
4.5.
It's not.
No. Reasonable.
No. But it's good. I like it.
What do you think of the artwork on the can?
Artwork is really, really fun. I mean, some of it was already established, right? But yep. I like that. I like it.
But I mean, they're in their spot. They're hanging out at the.
What's the monkey though? I can't figure out the monkey.
Is it a monkey?
It's not a monkey. It's a orangutan. No.
Okay, so here's the thing. I have seen every single Kevin Smith movie, but I haven't seen them in a long, long time. We just watched a recent Kevin Smith. What was latest Kevin Smith movies? Which was.
Oh, the one with the puppets.
Well, there was that one.
The Hosers. Then there was,
after that, though, there was something else that we watched.
I just remember the Hosers one because that was actually really, really funny.
The one where they go to Comic-Con, Ben Affleck's in it, and I mean, it's Jay and Silent Bob take their daughters to the...
Oh, yeah. What was the name of that? I'd have to look it up.
Fuck, we should have done some research. You asked me to, and I did
not. I can't remember the name, but yeah.
Anyways, well...
And we talked about rewatching Chasing Amy and Mallrats again because we haven't seen those in a while.
Yeah, I would love to see that. I remember Chasing Amy being probably my favorite out of all of them. Also, Jersey Girl.
Was Jersey Girl his?
Yeah. Oh. Sweet.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And has George Carlin in it, which I was freaking absolutely love.
Yeah.
So there was that's that. Cool. I mean, all of those Clerks movies, so long ago. I mean, those were part of my youth. And, you know, when I was at Vancouver Film School, he had been there like maybe a couple of years before. And so there was still a buzz about that. Like, guys, got here, made a movie. Like, that was it. And it was a successful movie. So there was always, and his last name's Smith, too. So I was destined for greatness.
We used to get a lot of calls for Scott Smith. The guy, not you, because our company was Media Co. At the end of it. People thought you were the Scott Smith who made Roller Coaster.
Yeah.
And so you get a lot of calls.
Are you the
Scott Smith of Roller Coaster?
Sorry to disappoint you.
We also used to get people sending us, we were literally a website design firm at the time, and mm-hmm. we used to get people sending their headshots, and I'm not sure why they thought they need to
that
send.
That was a great thing to do.
I think it's because maybe we worked with Michael Bublé then and a bunch of artists.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why, but what are we going to do about it?
And we had 0.3% behind Michael Bublé's success. Not a damn thing. The kid had talent.
No, it was all him.
That's what I'm saying.
We just did his website.
Our contribution was 0.3%.
Yeah. But he was sitting in our living room multiple times.
He was.
So like, hanging out. A nice so that's champ. Cool. Mm-hmm. So he really was involved in the designing of his website. And then we worked for Warner Brothers for a while doing his work stuff mm-hmm. for him too. So
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good times.
Small. We contributed.
Yeah.
To the.
Well,
galactic power that
the
is
Michael galactic Goldberg. Bank account yeah. he has now.
That's right. Yeah.
That's awesome though.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. No,
good guy. And he once phoned me and saying happy birthday to me on the phone.
Oh yeah, that was I remember great. That. That was oh you should have oh that was nice. We should have recorded it.
That's why you should record all your conversations.
I forgot he did that.
Yeah, it was nice.
That was really nice.
Hmm. So that was a lot.
This is good. I mean it's just a standard lager, I guess, but it's not terrible. It's great. It's really flavorful. It's full of flavor for sure.
So while we're doing this one, I'm going to open up the second one. This one I'm a little more excited about.
Mm-hmm.
This is Schmodcast Have a Week, which is one of the sign-offs on his podcast. Mm-hmm. It is a juicy pale ale, and this is the one that it even says open up yoga hoser. That's fun.
Yoga hoser?
Yoga hoser.
Is that, what is that one with the hoser one with the puppets?
The puppets. I feel like you're confusing.
Something hosers. No, it was the puppets. Yoga the one hosers. Film, it was Canadian film.
Well, yoga hosers had.
Is it yoga hosers?
Yeah.
With the and they're in like I thought they were like some weird
in a,
puppets.
In a freezer in the back
like
of
with
the
knife,
store?
Like trying to kill his daughter.
Yeah. That's yeah. Yoga hosers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I just remember hosers and I forgot it was yoga hosers.
Mm-hmm.
That's called. That was actually a pretty funny movie.
It was really funny.
Yeah, I like that.
You have a second glass over there somewhere. No, you don't. It's right there.
You just use this one. This is totally
movie.
Fine.
Did you down yours? Way
I did.
Go.
I so did want to like bring Moby down.
Moby.
Why can't I remember Moby?
Moby is a short, bald vegetarian.
He's a minimalist too.
He is. Yeah.
A short, bald minimalist vegetarian.
Yeah. So he doesn't eat any hair.
I like our new coasters, okay. By the way. We got these little coasters. These little...
Captain Marvel.
Yeah. At... what's that store called? The mall.
Isn't it from Miniso?
Miniso.
Yeah, that's
yes,
right.
We got these there. These are really cute.
To access that out of the archive.
I know. I was like, I don't remember. But yeah, we got those there. They're very cute.
Okay, so this one is named after the weekly podcast of Kevin. Kevin's done like 9,000 podcasts, so it's hard to keep track of
also,
all of his
bring
names.
Back Comic Book Men. I really, really like that show.
Yeah.
Just leave AMC and go somewhere else. Go Netflix. Netflix is a perfect place for Comic Book Men. I think it would do really well there because there's much more, a bigger audience there.
Okay, yeah.
Bring it back. Bring back Comic Book Men.
So have a Week is a juicy... pale ale, mm-hmm. and is balanced a profile that complements papaya and citrus notes of the highlighted mosaic hops. Have you smelled this yet?
No, I have not. I was waiting.
Smell test.
Oh, my gosh. Dang. This smells like a fresh hop beer.
It does.
Is it fresh hopped?
No, it's just a pale ale. But
that is like a sutra hop or something. Wow, that smells fantastic.
Oh, well done. I think Scott Mosier knows what he's doing here.
That might outdo this beer.
Well, there's more going on.
This
with
is delicious.
Because it's got, hops.
I kind of regret not buying a 4-pack.
We can get more.
I wonder how long they'll make it for.
We have the technology.
Mm.
I was just reading more of the can. There's just more little Easter eggs on this.
This brings me back to when we were making beer. Like when beer was just starting... to become craft beer, I guess, and people were making it ourselves and more breweries were experimenting. This reminds me of what we used to get. Like, this is really fresh.
Also kind of the reason why we stopped making beer is that at the time I was wanting more hop flavored things, And now the whole industry for the last 5 years has just been hop crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't feel the need to make it anymore because I can't keep up anyways. Yeah.
And you met your hop limit when we decided to make the 120 minute IPA.
Oh, yeah.
The Dogfish, we had the recipe, like a similar recipe
we
to
made
it.
We made the 60-minute IPA, mm-hmm. but then I've been...
It was good.
We drove down to Blaine to mm-hmm. get the 120...
But we made minute. It. We made 120 minutes.
No, we made the 60.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, the 60 minute was good, but it was very time-consuming as far as you had to put, like, 2 ounces of hops in every minute. Yeah, you had all these, you had like, 20 little bowls of hops. Yeah. Like, it was so funny how much time it took, but it ended up being really, really good.
It was one of the greatest beers I've ever made.
I think we made the Barack Obama White House brew.
Yes, honey.
Which is our very first beer we ever made because they published that record because everything they do there is public record.
That's right.
So they had to publish the recipe. So of course we had to make it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we made some good beers.
It was good. Actually, I remember sort of live tweeting what I was doing mm-hmm. and a guy who lives in a firefighter from Las Vegas actually walked me through making the beer.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Back and forth on Twitter. It was really cool.
We had some good beers. You remember Raison d'Etre that you made?
Yeah, that was one of my favorite ones.
That was a good. I think we still have that recipe. I hope we didn't get rid of the book, but it was really good.
Still have the book. Don't make beer anymore. Can't get rid of the book.
No.
But this is tasty. I really like this.
I actually kind of regret not buying 4 of these.
We can go back and get some more. This came out a couple of weeks ago. I think we've only been sitting on it
for a week. Doesn't this not remind you of the old days of making beer and how fresh things are?
A little bit.
I haven't smelled a beer like this in a long time. I feel like people have experimented so much that it's changed so much. And this just is really nice. It's like, does it say what, can I see the can?
Absolutely.
Does it say what hops they use?
Some Mosaic.
Sake. Is that more of a Sutra thing? Because it kind of smells Sutra-y.
I don't remember where Mosaic lies on like sort of the hop charts, but definitely it's got
it tastes like all these
side.
Things
it's,
on the can.
It's not bitter.
Hockey, wiener dogs. What is this? I don't know what that is. It's an outline of something. What else? Smod Castle? This is cute. A shark? An airplane, a seal. They just do everything on here. A Canadian flag. It's all about gut. Wait, it's gut. G-U-T-E?
Goot?
Goot?
Okay, so I'm...
Open your yoga hosen.
There you go.
Sorry.
So I'm an idiot. That movie, of course, was called Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. Right?
Okay, yeah, I remember that now.
Which was great, which was funny. And I'm pretty sure they went to a movies in that.
Mm-hmm.
I was keeping up with Kevin Smith for a long, long time. I've missed Tusk. Never saw Red State.
Tusk. Did he use the song Tusk from?
I sure hope so.
From, was it Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see on the can it says Scan BC and it says Scott?
Yeah.
You know, Scan BC is the cop
the police
station.
Dispatch.
But then it says Scott. Well, oh, wait, because Scott, I guess Scott Moser. Yeah.
Yeah.
I other people Scott. Share your name. I forget
know,
this.
It's so
when
funny.
I hear Scott, I'm like, this is Scott.
This
is me. Oh,
this beer
man.
Was made for me.
This is really good. I thought it would be the opposite. I thought I would like this one more, but I end up liking the Smodcast even more. They're both fantastic.
Well,
but
you know
this
what?
One is like blowing my mind because it just reminds me of the good old days of when we first started beer.
And I think
like
you've
back
actually,
to the basics.
Yeah. So that it's got a homebrew vibe to it, which I think it's cool because that's very much along the lines of what they are. These are two guys that have, you know, made their way through Hollywood, have had some great success. They've also changed things around a bit. They've been doing podcast stuff. So there is this taking control of your own creative juices, as it were, and creative aspirations and
I
doing
just
stuff.
Shove this in my nose.
And so I think that there's a little bit of a level of sophistication to that beer, whereas Jay and Silent Bob are just two fucking idiots that would drink lagers.
But it makes sense. This is convenience store beer.
Yeah.
This is more of a brewery beer.
Nailed the themes.
It nailed the themes, for sure.
Great.
I am so thrilled with this beer. Yeah, I hope they continue to make this because this reminds just reminds me of old school beer brewing.
Mm-hmm.
In like our little beer club we used to go to and have.
Now, it also should say too, because I don't want people to think that, oh, it tastes like a homebrew, so therefore it's shitty. You gotta understand.
No.
All of the people that we knew that homebrewed have now all gone on and like work at breweries. Yeah. And the homebrews that they made were like, oh,
amazing,
my God.
Amazing. We used to be a part of the homebrew beer club. I can't remember
what it was called.
Van Brewers. And so we'd go to meetings like every week.
Once a month.
Was it once a month?
Yeah, it was once a month.
Okay, and everybody would bring their beer. And I think we brought Raison d'Etre with us.
We did, yeah.
And I think they were quite impressed with it.
We were impressed because I went and found really, really great recipes.
Mm-hmm. And they were like, what is this Raison? I can't remember exactly what Raison d'Etre was. We can probably post the recipe.
Well, I know exactly what it is.
We can probably post the recipe.
Sure.
It's from
Sam Calgioni's Extreme Brewing book.
Calgioni is
the founder of Dogfish Brewing. And those were the beers that I wanted to drink and those beers that I wanted to make. And I couldn't get those beers here. So it's like, well, I'm going to learn how to make them and then I can have them.
Well, maybe it's online. If not, we'll like do a little screenshot of the recipe so you can see all the ingredients that went into it. Because I remember it being like a really complicated recipe and you're
raisins and Belgian candy sugar.
And you hate raisins.
We couldn't get candy sugar, so we had to make it.
Yeah, we had to make our own Belgian candy sugar, and after that I seen it everywhere. After I worked really hard. Because you had to like
scoured the world.
You had to like almost caramelize it and make a candy sheet. And it took, if you don't get it right, it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a beer that I think you're most proud of that you made. And the 60 minute.
Well,
I made one called Sleepy Brew.
Which was Sleepy Time.
Sleepy Time beer.
Yeah.
And it had, what did it have in it? It had chamomile.
That's it.
A shitload of chamomile. So you drink your beer, and then you go to sleep happy.
It was great.
It was like knocking out two birds with one stone. Kind of reminded me of my grandma where she had beer before bed, but you put chamomile in it too, and it kind of does the job.
So the Raison d'Etre had raisins in it, and one of the best compliments that I ever got was from a friend who she hated beer, could never get beer, was I think she enjoyed and got a kick out of all the beers that we would try, and she would try a lot of them.
Yeah,
this was the one she was like, oh yeah, this is not bad.
Because that was Emily because
it tasted more like wine. There was that
is true. It did kind of taste like a wine, but it was so good.
It was the greatest compliment.
We saved that one bottle for the longest time. We saved one bottle from every beer we ever made, but eventually they started going bad. And we're like, maybe it ages well. Although I think the Raison d'Etre aged pretty well.
Yeah.
But not like the White House one.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't age well. And I don't think chamomile aged well, but chamomile was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then other things that we made too, we made Thin White Duke, which was a brew that I made in honor of David Bowie when he passed away. And that was really, really great. And then we were also doing hop ciders at the time. So I made two beers to honor Prince at the time.
Yeah. We're very theme.
Gotta have a theme.
Centric.
Themes.
Themes.
Movies.
Always. Yeah, we can't go to Comic-Con and dress up right now, so we're just going to start theming things like
this.
We literally bought this at Toy Traders the other day because he was in the bargain bin. Only because he has like a little mark on him on his head. I was like, I like that he has a mark. That looks more like it's supposed to be versus freshly clean.
Yeah.
He got a little bubble bath and he's good now.
He's good to go. We didn't buy the ones that were signed.
He's happy. He's got thumbs up.
Yeah.
It's thumbs up for both. Look. I can't even get him around, but here, hold it either side. See?
Ta-da.
Thumbs up for both. Yes. He likes them. He agrees.
Yeah.
This is awesome. I'm thrilled. I didn't know what to expect with these beers. I didn't even think about it. I was just going to wait and see. But I'm pleasantly surprised and how, not that Main Street Brewing, right? They make good beers to begin with. We actually bought a few other beers when we were there. Are we drinking any of those tonight?
We're going to drink these, and then after the break, we'll open up these two other beers that we have from Main Street Brewing as well.
Mm-hmm.
We can take a break now and clean up and come back in just a second. So we'll be right back. Tasty. Welcome back.
We're very happy with this beer.
Still so damn good.
I feel giddy on a Sunday night with this beer.
Oh, giddy, giddy. I'm going to giddy up.
Giddy up. Now we're going to Seinfeld. Giddy up.
Mm-hmm.
Giddy up. I don't want to move to the next beer because this is so good, but I know they're probably going to make other beer.
We got two other things here that are great. So when we went down to pick up these, we hadn't been to Main Street Brewing in a long time.
I'm very happy about this beer.
Cool. And they have what's called a can-conditioned cask beer. And so this one is called the Dark Mild.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've done this cask canned series. Mm-hmm. The other one, what is that one called?
This is called 70 Shilling Ale. And there's not much to it. They're like handwritten the label of this.
If you're watching or listening to this podcast,
it says Tunnerman's.
You know a little bit about beers.
Yeah.
And you know what a cask night is at a brewery. But if you don't know, those would be like smaller batches of beer that people make, that brewers make. Sometimes those are just basically sample things to try stuff out, try out flavors. Mm-hmm. You come down, you have a cask night, open it up, woohoo, great time. They're not making it in mass quantities. This really is like sort of like the test batch.
Yeah, it says our Tunnelman's can condition cask beer has been designed so that you can enjoy tradition of a real cask beer in the company of friends at a bar or from the comfort of your living room.
And we just happen
to be in a living room.
And right, we can't really, they're not hosting cask nights anymore. They're not encouraging people to come down. So what best way to do that than to do it in a can that we can take home and have it at our leisure and do it on a podcast?
The wood in a can.
Yeah. So why don't we, do you want to try Dark Mild or do you want to try?
Well, it sounds dark, so let's do the ale first.
Okay.
Because I don't want to go dark then light. Although that sounds like Star Wars.
The dark side.
Dark side. Would you go dark or light in Star Wars?
The dark side has all of the cool ships.
They do.
And they're pretty badass. You?
I think dark too. I think I can be a good person to be on the dark side. I just want all their cool ships too, and all their cool outfits, and
What would so you would join the Empire?
I would.
And what job would you like?
Well, definitely not a stormtrooper because I'm still waiting for the day in the life of a stormtrooper, but probably someone who commands a ship.
So you think you can just rise up through the ranks and command a ship?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. Right. What, because I'm a woman?
Yeah. I didn't say that.
I can command a ship.
You could. You absolutely could.
Ooh, this smells fancy. This smells boozy.
Okay, so is this 70 like, shilling ale.
Does this have like a cask or something? Like
3.6%.
Like a whiskey cask or something?
No, not necessarily. But of course, I couldn't find any information on this beer online because it is a smaller batch.
Ooh, it does taste boozy.
Can conditioned.
It has to be in a barrel aged.
16 IBU.
Ooh. I wish there was more 3.6. Information. I wish there was more information.
Yeah.
And their website doesn't have any other stuff.
Mm-mm.
It's just a mystery beer.
It is a mystery.
Very pretty. Pretty golden brown. I very much like it.
And I don't even know what shilling is.
Money?
Is that a hop?
Is it money?
Well, could be.
Are they soaking it in pennies?
It could be. Well, I could explain the color, the coppery color.
Copper.
Also tasty.
It's very good. To me, it tastes like it's barrel aged or something.
I don't get barrel aged, but I just really, really like it.
I get boozy. And when I usually get boozy, it means it's like in a bourbon thing or something like that. If not, if they didn't do that, then they're congratulations for getting the boozy taste without putting it in a barrel.
Yeah. Really nice ale, though. Mm-hmm. Ales, again, aren't something that I gravitate to anymore.
And I think people would be surprised. Like, if you're not a beer person and you go think ale and you get this color, you'd be like, this is an ale.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it. But ale comes in many colors.
Can't stop burping.
There's dark ales, too.
There is.
Yeah.
Yes, there is. Dark mild is something I'm interested in.
But, that's really good. I think, what is the percentage of alcohol?
3.6.
Wow, it tastes like it would be more
alcohol. Yeah.
Good trickery. I like it. So I like it.
You feel, you think you're getting hammered, but then you won't be. You like that? You're trying to do...
Wait, I can't get in the camera.
Angle more, angle more, angle more. Yep, there you go.
Here, we go this way.
Doing it. Doing it. Good job.
I can't compete with the camera. I can't figure that out. My brain doesn't work that way.
It really makes you respect meteorologists.
Yeah. How they
point to Cleveland.
How do they do that?
We got a cold front coming in
right
from
here,
Nebraska.
From the middle lamp?
From the Midwest.
From the middle lamp.
There's this sun is coming in from, we've got three moons behind
us.
The
sun's coming in from the picture.
Yeah.
And then you got the second moon over here.
Tell me about that polar thrust.
And then you have
thrust.
Mubi.
Yeah.
And then their polar thrust is down by the plant right here.
I love that you heard me say polar thrust.
Although it looks like Mubi has like greenery for her head.
He does. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I like it. I don't know how they would do it. Because they do it every day, they might be able to figure that out.
I think you got to go through special training.
Special training to point.
They don't just give anybody the frickin'.
They have to flip their brain.
Yeah. It's difficult.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But anyways, they should do it drunk.
Maybe they are drunk. I mean, maybe. They just come in to do the news and leave.
Most of them.
And then they probably look up the news report on the news channel, on the news, what is it, Weather Network, and just put it up on there.
Yeah, that's
no,
true.
I'm sure they're meteorologists. They study weather. They must look at weather. I imagine they have a basement of weather equipment. And they just come up every day.
The thing that happened, so when in the 80s, when Letterman became really, really famous, mm-hmm. Letterman was briefly a meteorologist, a weatherman. And so every single weather person that came along after that thought, well, I'm destined to run a talk show. So I'm going to be funny guy or funny woman.
Funny weatherman.
Yeah.
And it's so the
Also, you're delivering stories about people that, you know, just got murdered and horrible things, and now
let's
find out
about
the weather.
They just have to say you have a tornado coming.
Yeah.
That's like the most exciting time for them, a tornado, hurricane. I don't know if like the West Coast gets any weather, like some winds maybe.
Oh, but they'll send the meteorologists out to cover like fires and things like
that's
that.
That's true. They could say that's a big fire.
So I guess that's the next step thing that we had. Funny people, funny weather people for the 90s. Then when like remote satellite broadcast and things happened, let's put the weather person in the storm.
In the weather.
Yeah.
Just put him in a yellow jacket like a Horton Salt girl.
Fucking Anderson Cooper out there and covering.
Oh,
know,
yeah.
The,
he did that for so long. He totally did that for so long.
Yeah.
I like the Coop.
The Coop.
The Coop is awesome.
But I don't know what'll happen next because nobody watches the news anymore.
I want it to be a robot.
Wow. You're right.
The weather today.
Yeah.
I came in speak robot.
Is crush the humans?
Crush the humans with weather today with a tornado that will take everyone out and have a big purge.
drink more beer.
Drink more beer.
Of the three beers so far, rank them.
I really, really love Smooth Cast still.
Schmod.
The Schmod. And then this one. And then the...
Have a week.
Yeah.
I am going to have a great week now. Have a week.
For sure.
Because it's Sunday night.
I feel like we're going to have to go back to the brewery and get some more Smodcast. Yeah. Oh, boy. Mm. Yeah. And have some hater tots.
We can make hater tots. Hater tots.
Hater tots, yeah.
I'm going to open up the fourth and final beverage.
I feel like we're going to get drunk in this podcast.
Yeah, I haven't eaten enough today. So that's a good chance. You know what? I think that's how Main Street Brewing would want it. I think it's how Kevin and Jay and Scott Mosher would
want it. I'm running out of glasses. One sec.
No, we're just going to mix. Atta girl. Atta girl.
Yeah. Ooh, the sound of beer pour. ASMR?
Yeah.
Wow, this is some darky. I like it. Nice foam. It looks like it's going to be very clean. Yours actually looks not as dark. Hold it up.
No, there's just my hand.
No, but it's the glass. I have a wider glass. Yeah. And normally darks would go in like a longer tall. No, they would go in a wider glass.
Could, yeah.
So, interesting.
I quite like this. This definitely has a distinct taste to it.
Okay, let me just clear my palate
I couldn't
here.
Tell you what that taste is. But, Let me hit that again.
Oh, this is good. This still tastes like an ale to me. Is it still an ale?
Well, this is a dark mild. So There's not enough detail.
Well, that's basically an ale, right? Dark mild. It's a mild stout or something.
It's not a stout. It's definitely
definitely
more on the ale side.
It is on the mild side for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. It's nice.
There's a bit not of an aftertaste that I can't quite place yet.
Not a lot of foam. It disappears pretty quickly.
Haha, you just have the wrong glass.
It's a wider glass, though. Do you put a dark mild? What kind of glass would you put a dark mild in? Well, this is more of the taster style, like what you have from Kona Brewing. Versus, I mean, this is taster. This is like a Bed Bath & Beyond mini pint.
Half pint.
Yeah.
Love that glass.
So,
share a half pint with friends.
Yeah.
Does it taste any different to you in the different glass, shaped glass? Science. Let's true it. Let's true it.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Tastes buttery.
Buttery. In that glass.
Yeah. I'm getting more of a smoother, like a film, but like buttery film kind of, but not a bad way, but like it tastes more buttery. Interesting. What kind of glass is this recommended for? I don't know.
So I'm going to rank them quickly in order of how I like them the most.
Okay.
And I'm going to go Schmodcast Have a Week.
Number one.
That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I'm going to go Shilling Ale.
Mm-hmm.
Cask Night.
Mm-hmm.
Three is the Dark Mild.
Mm-hmm.
And then four is beers. Now, the only reason this is fourth is because the other ones just have more flavors going on.
Like I said, this is sort of something you get it. Like, I don't want to say this in the wrong way. It's sort of like a Budweiser type of beer, but in a better way.
This is what Budweiser should be. Yeah.
I would still drink that in a heartbeat, especially if I'm Florida on the beach or something. That would definitely be a grab and go at the beach for sure.
Oh, fuck.
It's good. Like
go back to the Schmodcast for a second.
Wait, which one's Schmodcast?
I think that one.
Okay. I always said that hops should be a perfume. Why has anyone done a hops perfume?
Or a cologne.
Ugh. Man, if you can wear this as a cologne, I'll be all over you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's what I just so good.
Spill it all over myself.
Some hops just smell amazing. I love Galaxy hops too.
Just get in there and give that a whiff.
I don't smell anything.
Damn it.
Did you try to put it on your neck? Did you dip it?
It's wet.
Ew. You're just going to bathe in beer. Beer bath of all smooth cast. Okay,
so there is places in Europe where you can go and do a beer bath.
Really? Well,
yeah, it's supposed to be great to the skin.
How do you drive home and then you argue drinking and driving? Because it's going into your
vacation.
Skin.
It doesn't matter.
Can you get drunk off a beer bath? Because it goes into your skin. Will your alcohol levels...
This sounds like a YouTube challenge that I accept.
We need to read it before and after.
Yes.
To see if you actually constitute as a drunk person after your bath. Yeah. I bet you would. I'm willing to bet you will.
I don't think you would because
if you took an hour-long beer bath,
your body doesn't take in alcohol like that.
If you give me a straw, I can. I would drink beer bath. I would literally have a straw and drink my filthy beer bath water. I'd be clean before I go in. How do you not drink it when it's right there?
And are you all sticky when you get out?
No, it depends on the beer.
Really depends.
Like a nice light ale.
That's true.
If you go a dark beer, you might.
You could bathe in a beer. If you could bathe in one of these four beers, which beer
would it
be? Oh, it
would definitely be Schmoodcast. I'll bathe in the Schmodcast, sorry.
Have a week.
It'll definitely be Schmodcast.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. This is just classic yumminess. Yeah.
There's a bit of an aftertaste on the dark mild that is sort of...
Is this this one?
Yeah, it's the last. Yeah. It's the fourth beer. There's sort of like a pennies thing going on. Like it's not something I love.
I don't get that.
Really? Okay. Well,
again, I get the same kind of barrel age situation. Mm. But it's good. It's good.
I'm just going to drink it straight from the can.
Straight from the can, you rebel.
Straight from the heart.
Hen? Any different?
Same.
Same?
Yeah. But no, I mean that's it. We did four beers. We are just flying through this episode.
I actually feel like that. the second two that we had feels like, even though they're both lower percentages, right?
They feel like a stronger.
I feel like I'd be drunk off of those.
Boozy beer.
Are they sure about those percentages?
Maybe they're lying to us.
Maybe they're lying. Because I'm like, woo. Oh, and we've only drunk half, like this much in each thing.
Well, there's a lot. Yeah, there's half a container in each one still.
Well, I'm sure we'll get to them.
Except for the Schmodcast. Schmodcast one, I think we've nearly finished, right? Have I not?
Yeah.
Is there more
that
in
that? That can's empty. That's empty. That one's not lasting at all. We're going to be fighting for a final sip.
I'm going to hold up putting up this episode so y'all don't go running down there and get it.
Yeah, because I want more.
I just said y'all, like anybody.
Y'all.
Yeah. That's my time in Florida.
Your time in Florida is rubbed off.
It's totally rubbed off on me.
Y'all don't go buy that beer yet, right? Because we're going to go buy some first.
No. Before we go, I'm going to tell you my favorite Florida grocery store story.
Bacon?
Which was, we were in a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a...
It was a Publix.
Publix.
Which I always think of pubic. But Publix is the best store there.
Yeah, your child. You know, Jay and Silent Bob would love that joke. They would say pubic.
They would hang out there and go, we're at the Publix.
Pubics, yeah.
The pubics.
We were discussing looking for baking soda.
Mm-hmm. Was it baking soda? No, it was just a baking ingredient.
Oh, we were looking for the bake. Yeah, we were looking for the baking aisle.
Yes.
And an employee overheard us and said, y'all mean bacon or bacon?
No, he didn't even go or bacon. He said, y'all mean bacon?
You're right.
No, he didn't even assume that it could be the other one.
And I understand. I'm fucking up this story because it was just basically like, in my mind, I thought he said the same word and it sounded like bacon,
mm-hmm.
not baking.
Mm-hmm.
When I clearly said baking, but then in it's America, so there probably is a bacon aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Or just bacon, as far as it the is. Eye can
it's
see.
The meat department.
True.
They actually have quite a big bacon
but for
aisle.
Years
like compared to Canada
for their years bacon out of nowhere I would just say y'all mean bacon.
Every time you're going down the baking aisle you think of bacon. Now
I love that accent. I love that southern accent of just I don't know what it is, but you can be the smartest person on the planet, you throw in, you add that accent on it, you sound like a complete idiot.
That's sometimes, not sometimes, fair. Sometimes it's just amusing. Not fair.
Sometimes it's charming.
Exactly.
But I fall into that accent immediately.
You do.
When I land
it's
there.
Like you're almost mocking without knowing you're mocking when you're there.
It's like Madonna's fucking English accent.
It's like you immediately jump into that.
You just And some of it I understand because it's so bloody hot there.
I get
just
it.
Are. Completely dehydrated and tired all the time.
Yeah, and you wonder why people always look like shit in Florida because they're just wearing their hair all back and everything. It's because it's so goddamn hot.
There We've comes actually a time is, in a place where you just give up.
Give up, and I totally get it because when we went in August for my dad's funeral like 2 years ago, I've given up. We were at Watercolor, which is where the Truman Show was filmed, and it was freaking hot. Freaking hot.
And humid.
So hot, I felt like I was standing in an oven, and I had no problem taking off my clothes.
Yeah.
Like, at this point. And I don't even think taking off your clothes would help. I think you just want to rip your skin off.
Yeah.
I don't even know why people were at the beach. We went to a restaurant called Pickles, which is amazing.
So good.
And it's outside seating, and luckily we got a fan somewhat. But still wasn't, it just blew heat on you.
Moves the heat on you.
Yeah. It's like a convection oven at this point.
That's right.
And so we're just all like you get really pink in the eyes. And he had super pink eye, like not pink eye, but like just red.
Super pink eye.
It's like you've been baking for hours and you just kind of died inside. Yeah, it was not good.
I just shut down as a human being.
You did. You just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I think you were ready to die at that point.
I remember one final story. We were in Key West, and it was so damn hot that you would just walk from store to store. They would each all businesses would have their windows open, yeah, or their doors wide open, and you would just turn into their air conditioning, and you would just leave.
That's how they lure you into the store.
But
I would go into a dildo store if they had air conditioning. Just saying. Yeah. Any store. I don't even care what kind of store. If you tell me there's air conditioning, I would go in because the shade was hot there.
Y'all got them dildos.
Y'all got them dildos. Yeah.
Have off. But I remember looking at, standing beside you.
Yeah.
Nearly dying and going, across the street, they sell daiquiris.
I couldn't even go that far.
I don't think we can make it.
Oh, they at Mallory Square in Key West, everyone every day meets at Mallory Square to watch the sunset. Even locals, they all come down. And they have daiquiris and fun little cocktails. And we literally, like, maybe, I don't know, 20 feet away, there was a daiquiri booth. And we were like, I can't even bother. I don't even think that I even have the energy to drink.
Also, like, the last thing.
What a beautiful sunset.
It would have been great, but I know I would have died because I would have turned into that raisin. Because
I would have been a drunk, hot person.
I couldn't get enough water into my body.
No, I think it would have really messed us up.
Totally.
I don't know how people drink in that weather. There's just a point where you're so hot that alcohol is just not the answer.
No.
Wow. I highly suggest never going to Florida in the summer. Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Unless you really want to see what hell is like. Don't go to Florida in the summer. Right. I don't care how much you want to go to Disney World. Don't go to Florida in the summer because it's going to make your experience extremely miserable. If you want to know what it feels like to have a fan trapped to you, you know, the people with the portable fans and like little things around their neck that are wet towels.
Yep.
This is what you're going to have to do. It's not going to look pretty. You're just going to look ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why not wait till like October, February? When you can wear sweaters and enjoy the cool air, it's still nice weather.
Yeah, it's still sunny.
It's still nice weather. It's never going to be as cold as, say, Vancouver.
Yeah.
In the winter,
depends. Gulf Coast can be very cold. It's been colder.
It can be
there
cold, but it's never going to be horrifying because the sun is out. The sky is lower there. You get beautiful clouds, beautiful sunset.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Wait till fall. That's all I'm saying. Never go in the summer. Don't be that person because you will die.
This has been a public service.
I'm telling you, we had to sit through my dad's funeral in the heat. Luckily, it rained. He knew. He made it rain when we were at his funeral.
It was the real deal.
Yeah.
Man, that was a good trip down memory lane. That was incredible. Well, not all beers were incredible.
All beers were incredible. All beers were good.
All beers were good.
There was no
one was
bad eggs in this.
One was incredible.
One was incredible. No, they're all good. I like them all.
No, they're all good.
I like them all.
They're all good.
It's like picking a favorite child. You can't do it.
You can't.
No, but the
Schmodcast.
Schmodcast is good.
Yeah. Have a week.
Yeah.
Juicy Pale Ale. That's the standout.
Juicy.
You can get it here at Main Street Brewing. Juicy, juicy. Smoochy, juicy, boochy.
Smoochy, juicy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
Thank you, Kevin Smith, for making all these fantastic pieces of entertainment content.
And Jay. I'm sure Jay had some involvement.
Who?
Jay
Muse. Yeah. Well, first I was thanking Kevin. Then I was going to thank the lovely Scott Mosier and the crew over at Main Street Brewing for making all of these excellent beers. We did love them all, but one was a standout.
I highly suggest that this stays on the menu at Main Street Brewing. Yeah, this is really good. This is like classic.
Juicy pale ale.
It's so good. It's just classic beer making goodness.
You take a pale ale and make it, add some extra hops into it, add some extra stuff going on to it. Mm-hmm. It just takes that takes it up a notch.
It actually smells like a fresh hop beer.
It does.
Yeah.
It's great. It's terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other stuff, I would love to know more about it. So I'm going to have to dig into it, but also very enjoyable too.
What are their stories? They have picture. No, that's. Oh, I thought they had a picture on the back. But
and
no.
Then Jay, beers. Can't go wrong with it. Great. It's a lager.
I like
You're into that. You're starting.
It makes sense. It goes with the theme of them hanging out at the gas station. I love it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want any other beer for that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thanks for tuning in, everyone. thank you for watching on the YouTubes. Love it if you could hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, and hit that notification bell so you never miss another episode. We're going to be cranking out some more episodes and getting more consistent.
And on Anchor FM or any other podcast network.
You can go and hit subscribe there. You can listen to, if you don't want to see our lovely faces, you can just listen to it. If that's your jam, you can listen to more episodes there. There's a handful of episodes, probably over 30-ish episodes now over at Apple iTunes. Apple, I keep seeing Apple iTunes. It's Apple Podcasts. They changed the name.
Yeah, and I recently learned that people listen to podcasts on 1x the speed.
What?
What? So I should talk really slow so it's the same speed.
You want to talk real slow?
Really slow.
Y'all got bacon?
Bacon!
If you need bacon, go to the bacon aisle. You can find it there, not next to the baking ingredients.
There might be bacon in there somewhere.
Could be.
Lard?
Oh, sweet, sweet lard.
Lard will be there.
Smoochy boochy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Yep. Till next time, share a pint with friends.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Backward. Doing it opposite.
Never, never.
There you go.
Yeah. You got it.
We got it.
You got it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
One, two, three.
Ah, ah. I want to know ya.
Know ya.